What do we know about the morbidity of sentinel node, at least as reported in clinical trials?
To date, the B32 data is still maturing from that quality of life segment, so I can't really comment on that. But there has been data. Almanac trial, again, has the biggest randomized series, actually reported some of their data at San Antonio in 2004. And they did show that in the group that had the axillary dissections with the sentinel node, the morbidity, the sensory loss, the paresthesias, the patient-perceived changes were much more striking than in just the sentinel node-only group. Interestingly enough, it was statistically valid as well. Then they looked at this at one, at least they've reported now, at 1, 3, and 6 months, and that's hold across the board. But even in the sentinel node-only group, there is still, they had about a 14% sensory loss in that group. And that actually follows some of the other data that's been presented in non-randomized series where the patients have had anywhere from 5 to 12 items looked at for quality of life. And initially, in both the sentinel node only group and in the group that has the axillary dissection, both groups have arm-related morbidity issues. Usually sentinel node is lower than the axillary dissection group. But if you look at them at, say, 1 month and then 6 months and 12 months, both groups tend to improve in all the little morbidity issues of paresthesia, numbness, arm swelling, tingling, pain, but it never goes to zero for either group, either the sentinel node only group or the axillary dissection group. So I think surgeons need to be cautious about that when they're utilizing, and they need to let their patients know that, yes, it's a procedure that at least right now seems to have less morbidity associated with it, but it's not going to be zero morbidity. And yes, you can still have a numbness, and especially if the intercostal brachiocutaneous nerve is severed while they're harvesting a sentinel node. I mean, you're back to just as you would be doing it if you did a larger procedure and severed the node.